to touch someone's heart with the gospel that for years has appeared untouchable. That's a selfish prayer. It's a legitimate prayer. Or we can pray that God will help us reach out into the community, help us find a way to reach the souls of Port Lavaca. Though we think we've tried everything, help us, Father, find something that works. That's a selfish prayer, but that's a justified prayer. And concerning illness, asking God to intercede for someone's health. Brethren, why has God so consistently asked his people to pray if his intent is to not answer our prayers? Now, admittedly, sometimes our prayers are not answered in the time frame we want. Admittedly, sometimes our prayers are not answered exactly as we want. But God is faithful and true to hear our prayers, consider our prayers, and answer our prayers accordingly. If we ask anything according to God's will, Jesus said he hears us. God says through his prophet Jeremiah, call to me and I will answer you. And that is going to be our intent tonight. I'd like to ask Mike, even from where he is, to lead us in a prayer, thanking God for this avenue of invoking his blessing on us in prayer. Mike.
Brethren, let us all humbly bow before God. Dear God, our Father, we are so fortunate to have you as our Creator, as the sustainer of all life. Of all good things that we have, they all come from you. Lord, we are both humble and confident at this time as we approach thy throne of grace. Humble because you are the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end. You are everything. You are divine beyond words. We humble ourselves before you because we are mere man. Yes, created in your image, but loyal unto thee as the one and only true God. Your word says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much.
Yes.
We count on that tonight, Father. We come to you with that kind of confidence that first you will lend your ear to our prayers, that you will lean, as it were, toward what we have to say tonight, that you will hear our prayers. And as you hear them, you will feel the same emotion that we have toward our brethren who are ailing, our brethren who are sick, are going through physical problems, emotional problems, whatever the needs may be, Father, that we can boldly come before you and explain these things, then you truly will hear us. You truly will take those things in. And then hopefully, Father, we pray dearly that you will give us the answers.
Amen.
If healing is the answer, that would be wonderful. If comfort, if less pain, whatever, Father, is appropriate. We know that you have all wisdom, that you have all knowledge about our ailments, beyond what we can know, beyond what the doctors tell us. Because you are the great physician.
Yes.
You are the one that can do all things. And we approach thy throne through your dear son Jesus, this evening. Because he understood pain. He understood sacrifice. And he has taught us, Father, that if we want help, we need to come to you.
Yes.
If we want healing, we need to come to you. If we want support and comfort, we need to come to you. Nowhere else can we get those things. Father, as we move forward in this, and Keith tells you about our brethren, and we think on each one of these people, Father, please hear our prayer. Please reach down and do what only you can do. Because we believe in your healing power, Father. We know that you heal through the medicines, through the doctors, and then in ways that we can't even fathom. Because you are God.
Yes.
We thank you, Father, for this opportunity that we have tonight to dedicate toward prayer. Dedicate toward our loving brethren that have so many needs. Help us, Lord. Help us in our infirmities. In Christ's dear name we pray these things. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. We have compiled a list. It is not a complete list, so if you will listen and if you have a special request to go on this list and their name will be brought before the throne of God, I'll ask for that at the end of this listing. At the very top of our list, coincidentally, was Anita Moore. Anita Moore was not doing well when we wrote this. Anita is doing much better now. She has passed on to her reward. We are fully confident in her salvation. And but we're still very mindful of those that she leaves behind. She has three daughters. She has grandchildren. And I was talking to Alice before the lesson tonight. She has a support group of which Alice is there. And I bet that support group is having a very, very difficult time with this passing as well, relating to it. In fact, Alice has even asked us to pray that she can make it through this difficult time. It's like losing a family member, and we've been there, so we can empathize, but we do want to pray for Alice. And Alice made a very strong and a very encouraging statement. She also said she wants us to pray that she can just be a better Christian, and we appreciate her comment tonight. Next on our list is Tudor Meeks. You remember probably 2 years ago, we had Tudor all but buried. And I said at that time, don't give up on Tudor, and she's still here. She has already promised, she's already said, though, when the weather starts cooperating again, she'll be here every Sunday morning. This is good for her. This is good for her daughters. They're hearing the truth also. So let's continue to put Tudor on our prayer list as well. Some of those on our prayer list have received good news. Kurt Lively is on our list. Kurt went to MD Anderson last Wednesday. He was given a good bill of health. He was given some drops or some medicine to help the allergies that are in his eye. And he's not going to need to go back to that cancer hospital again. He's been turned over to an eye specialist here in Victoria. I'm assuming Bosalis, but I don't know that. But that is very, very good. But we will continue to pray for Kurt along those lines. I don't know if Floyd would even want us to mention it, but Floyd still struggles with his health. He has to go to San Antonio from time to time, heart and other things, and he gives such a strong, handsome appearance. I think we fail to realize sometime that we need to continue to pray for Floyd. We're just so delighted that he's part of our family here, and we will be praying for him. Barry's younger brother, Casey Lederden, though he has received some good news concerning his cancer, leukemia, he still has a long way to go. You know, with the treatment of cancer like that, they have to take you so far down before they can build you back up. So Casey has a long way to go. He has fought this once before and has made it through. We fully intend and believe he will make it through this time. But we certainly want to continue to pray for Casey Lederden. We also pray for Kidron. I think Kidron is not feeling well today, but Kidron is in our daily prayers. I've never seen a young boy with so many health issues that is a builds up the congregation. Just see him, talk to him, realize that there are so many issues concerning his health, but he's not going to let it get him down, and we need to pray that it not gets us down also. He is not feeling well. Krista is also ill. We need to pray for her. Though we miss Helen Gross, I think she's in a very good place. She's in a nursing home there in San Antonio. Sarah, who is her niece, is able to go and visit with her on a regular basis. Please continue to write letters and cards and send them. I know Tina has that address. I think it's even posted. Send cards. If you do have an opportunity to go to San Antonio, either specifically to see Helen or if you're going to be there anyway, call Sarah ahead of time. Helen is in an area of that nursing home where they're just not going to let you in if you show up. It's a locked area. But Sarah will make the arrangement so you'll be get in. I know Ann has been there to see her. Some of you others might have been also. But at least be sure and send cards and letters to her. Sherry Colvin, less than 2 years ago, she had that hip surgery. And we thought that was going to fix her up for the rest of her life. Whatever they used, it was not metal, I don't know what it was, but it has just not held up. It has deteriorated. And she's going to go through this whole process again. So I don't know if a date has been set, but as soon as possible, she's going to go in and have a complete hip replacement. And I'm sure this time the doctors will be cognizant that she needs something special, and we're praying for her. Sherry doesn't show that she's ever discouraged, and we love her because of that. But we pray for her because she is such a fine, fine lady. And we pray for Doug also. In fact, I was going to make mention of this when I get down to Maryland. You know, we always pray for Maryland. We're going to pray for Maryland. But we're going to pray for Mike, too. We're going to pray for Doug, too. Sometimes it's easier to be the one that's ill than the one that's taking care of the one that's ill. So we certainly realize that those of you who are caregivers to these individuals, you need our prayers also, and we do pray for you. Mike Leach has just a plethora of issues from his knees down. Just as soon as Mike gets on Medicare, I hope I'm not giving your age away here, Mike. Just as soon as he gets on Medicare next April, he's already got quite a few specialists lined up so that Medicare will help him take care of a lot of these leg issues, and we love Mike around here, and it hurts us, Mike, to see you so uncomfortable. We hope you know that. I was visiting with Keith a moment ago about John Trevino. This is Vicky's brother, so this is Keith's brother-in-law. He's in Methodist Hospital. I'm not sure if we've even mentioned that, and Vicky is going back and forth to visit, so if you need more specific information, just call Vicky, and she will give it to you. His main problem right now is the fear of rejection. He's had a total heart replacement. So he's going to remain in ICU for weeks, perhaps even a month, to make sure that the medicines they're giving him to cease that rejection take hold. And then I'm sure he'll still be in the hospital after that. But it's amazing what physicians can do nowadays. But we want to pray for John and for Vicky and for that family. This is a very difficult time that they're going through. Also want to mention Thelma Wynn. Thelma used to attend every Sunday. Thelma has 12 months a year shingles. I had never heard of that before. She is able to get out a little bit, but she needs to go and take care of her business. She can't, even the clothing on her body bothers her, and sitting in a straight back chair or sitting on a couch bothers her. Laying in the bed bothers her. So please take an opportunity not only to pray for Thelma, but maybe send her a card. She does enjoy visits. Call ahead to make sure she is ready for you to come and do everything we possibly can for her. We're also remembering Jacob Hernandez. We saw Jacob grow up here in this congregation. He's still having just severe body pains, and Liz will be able to fill us in on what they know so far. But Jacob, being a strong young man, is just not wanting to give in to it. But we're going to pray for him anyway, and hopefully they will find something that will help him in the very near future. Erlene Walton has not been with us here lately. She is being tested for lupus. If you're familiar with lupus, lupus complicates everything. It's kind of like diabetes in that respect. It complicates everything. So Erlene has not been able to be here. I don't think they've determined it's lupus, but I think that's what they're leaning toward right now. Anyway, I should have made mention of this morning. I mentioned it in Bible class, but failed to mention it in the services. Bo Cady and his wife, Rosary, was here this morning. Bo has been in the hospital last week in Victoria. Bo, you remember, needs a kidney replacement, I think a liver replacement, and he's just not a candidate for that. So he's going to have health issues the rest of his life, and we need to pray for Bo. Rosary's mother still has her health concerns. We need to pray for her as well. And along those lines, we need to pray for Deborah Zarnicki. Deborah and Waco continue to suffer. Deborah is, as she will say, a walking miracle. They never thought she would get through the cancer that she had, but it has just beaten her body down so much that she will never fully recover. Waco is going through some job problems, so I'm sure he's emotionally upset, and Deborah tries to comfort him when we need to be comforting actually both of them. So maybe drop Deborah a card or a call and certainly remember her in your prayers. Some more good news, Virgie's sister Arvella and her niece Chris and Jamie, I get all of those confused, but they're all doing a little bit better. As far as getting settled in a nursing home, et cetera, and so forth, surgery and so forth, and we're certainly happy about that. Chris Thompson, this is Linda Lewis's nephew, has been diagnosed with throat cancer. He'll be going in on the 11th, I believe, and they'll determine surgery, treatment, chemo, whatever the case may be. But please remember Chris Thompson in your prayer. Catherine Langfield, this is Aaron's friend. She has a lot of just internal problems, and we certainly are very cognizant of that. Marty Stockbauer is a lady. This is a friend of Sherry and Troy Radislaw's. She has been diagnosed with stage 4 kidney cancer, and that is certainly not good. Also on our list, and Cleo challenged me this morning. She said, "Why am I on the sick list?" I told her the truth. It's because she's mean. That's why she's on the sick list. She's just mean. Of course, she knew I was teasing, and you know I'm teasing also. But several of our ladies, I'll use Cleo as just the name, but several of our ladies, as they're getting older, are getting weaker and weaker. And Cleo is fighting health issues that she doesn't make public, and we need to remember Cleo on our prayers. Catherine Sykes remains in the nursing home. Probably if you go and visit Catherine in the nursing home, probably she's not going to recognize you. That's all right, because we certainly know that she was a long, long time member of this congregation. We baptized her husband as a grown man. I never thought he would be baptized, but Junior was baptized. So if you get a chance and you're already out at the nursing home, maybe look up Catherine and see if she's in a good mood for a visit. Mary Lee Scott, that's Frank's wife, is also in a nursing home out of state. I should have asked Frank this morning. I didn't, but we need to remember Mary Lee in our prayers. And then we get down to Marilyn. Marilyn, as Mike said, hit a roadblock today, and that's going to happen from time to time as she goes back and forth to get her treatments in Houston. We're still very, very confident. She beat this once. We feel very confident she will beat this again. And she is such a strong woman spiritually that I know that will enhance her ability to beat this cancer. We certainly do pray for that. And we pray for Mike and all the caregivers that do that. Buster and Holly Rosenbrock, they were really both had serious health issues even before the marriage. And now I think Holly's issues have maybe even amplified after that. Buster is able to get out occasionally and come to worship, but Holly really just can't get out very much at all. So we need to pray for Buster and Holly. I think if their health improves, they're planning on moving to Colorado. I don't know if that will be possible, though. Joy Salinas is just a friend of our congregation. She attends probably on an average of at least one Sunday per month. She's a real good friend of Virgie's and a real good friend of a lot of ours. She's been having a lot of health issues, and we need to remember her. Some in her family also are having health issues. We need to remember them also. Bob Shamp went to visit his mother over the holidays, and I guess being confined in that tour bus or in that bus during that time, he came down with an illness, so he came back to Texas not feeling well, and Mike was saying he'll probably be confined at least two or three more days, so we need to pray for Bob. And then we know her as Jo Lacey. This is Cleo's daughter, Jo Adams. She also has just a page full of health issues. She's a very young lady, just a little bit older than me, and I think as her health improves, she's going to be coming back to church quite a bit more than she has been. We made mention of my mother. My mother really falls into the same category as Cleo. Bob and Tina, every Friday, I hope that continues. She hopes it continues. After they have their breakfast taco, they take her a breakfast taco. Well, this Friday, she fell over something and ended up on the den floor. So fortunately, Tina and Bob were there already. She was able to crawl over, unlock the door, and do that. As her son, I want to ask you a favor. Please encourage Sister Jackson to ride to church with Elaine. Elaine has volunteered to pick her up. Please encourage her to do that. She is afraid she's going to be giving up her independence, but please encourage her to ride with Elaine. Please encourage her to let her son pick her up on Wednesdays and take her to the beauty parlor. Please encourage her to do that. Please encourage her to fill out a grocery list. And his son and his wife have volunteered to go get her groceries. I will feel safer on the highways if you will do that. But she's a Jackson, and she just doesn't want to give up any of that independence. Please don't tell her that I said that. We also mentioned Curtis and Rita. Rita was the one that called it to my attention that we need one of these prayer sessions, and now she's not feeling well. Curtis is not feeling well. In fact, Curtis hasn't been feeling well for a while. He's got a terrible knee, maybe not as bad as Mike's, but a terrible knee, a bad shoulder. So maybe when he gets on Medicare, he'll get that taken care of. But Curtis has a lot of health issues that he will deny probably if you were asking him. So please remember both of them in prayer. And I can't, let's see, I need to word this correctly. I can't call Lori by name, because Lori Becker doesn't want us to mention her by name in our prayers. But Lori is very, very ill. I understand, correct me if I'm wrong, it might be three more weeks before she goes back to work. It might be three more weeks. It might be February before she goes back to work. So let me announce it this way. Susie's daughter, Susie's daughter needs our prayers. She really does. She did not want it in the exhorter or in our Gmail announcements, though I did slip one of them in there. But she is very, very ill. She has the real flu. Is that right, Susie? Pneumonia. And pneumonia, or is it pneumonia mainly?
I think it started with the flu.
Okay, well, anyway, she had the real flu, which developed into pneumonia. And we need to really think about her. It'll be at least three more weeks before she's able to go back to work. All right, what other, who else do we need to add to this prayer list? We covered an awful lot. It's possible we covered all of them. Yes, Ken?
My daughter Darlene has an infection that, from surgery that she didn't have
gracious.
And they're trying to find every way possible. And they're going to go in with laser and cut the nerve.
Well, let's hope so.
Trying to have that last week.
We certainly will remember Darlene as well as Tina.
Yes. This pain is terrible. Mm. She can just eat the wrong kind of food and it set it off. She can be talking.
That's very, very sad. Who else do we need to make mention? We'll put, yes, go ahead, Mike. Yes, Ashley. We haven't heard a report on Ashley in a while, but she's still suffering from that Lyme disease years later. And she's 21?
27.
Oh, goodness gracious. Charles was ill this morning, but we're glad that Charles is able to be with us tonight. Any other prayer? Yes. First name?
Rocky.
Rocky Cortez. That's your brother? Brother? Jackie's cousin. We certainly do. I'd like to ask Keith if he will come on up to the microphone, and I hope you're able to read all of my writing.
Okay, so they're on this list here and then these other ones here. Okay, right. Let's bow as we go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, as we continue this time of prayer and devotion to you, we want to continue to praise you and acknowledge how awesome a God you are, how holy you are, and how merciful you are. Father, we recognize more and more as we read through the scriptures just how great you are and how small we are.